I'm speaking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz, and we are talking about a number of issues here at the Cook County Schools. And let's start, Beth, with the progress being made or not on the 4-day week. I notice a number of school districts are moving in that direction. As I understand it, Lake Superior School District, particularly Silver Bay, is looking at 4-day week.
Lake Superior Silver Bay is looking at the 4-day week for this coming fall. I want to make it clear to our listeners that if the Cook County School District does go to the 4-day week, we are not looking at beginning that until the fall of 2011. And the process right now is that our educators here at the district, we're looking at some things and reviewing information. And we'll be bringing that information to the public later this April, so towards the end of the month, and then into May, to involve the public in the discussions, to share what we've learned, to talk about possible schedules, possible calendars, but really to listen to the community and share our information. We certainly want to protect instructional time, and an important piece of doing the 4-day week or going to the 4-day week is to make sure that we maintain or perhaps even increase our instructional time, particularly in the core classes of math, science, reading, and social.
Now, one of the issues that you've been addressing through a survey is a survey on the school calendar. And describe what that survey is about and how's it going?
We ran a one-question survey, which basically asked a variety of questions about our winter break and whether or not folks would like to see the school district maintain both a winter and spring break, whether we should reduce the lengths of those breaks, or whether we should eliminate them totally. We had about 400 people respond. The survey was posted on Boreal for approximately 3 weeks. It was posted on the school website for about 3 weeks. Some folks emailed the responses in. The hard part is that the responses are pretty much split. About 50% of the respondents would like to see both breaks remain in place. About 50% of the respondents would like to see the breaks either reduced or eliminated. The school board has another tough decision to make coming up on our school calendar. My hope is to present them with two different possibilities, one with the breaks, one without. We certainly, I think, will be looking at least one week-long break. The question is whether or not we really need 2 week-long breaks.
Now, it's all about budget. Walk us through where we are with the budget. Any indication as to how that budget is going to look? And are we still looking at the same kind of cuts and numbers of cuts and rearrangements?
Well, we're semi-hopeful we'll be able to do a few add-backs with some of the reductions that have currently been proposed. Actually, today, I have my finance manager wrapping up the March expenditures, and I'll be looking at those to see where our current budget is at. I've been reviewing the budget on at least a monthly, if not bi-monthly basis, and that will play a major role as we see where our expenditures and our revenues are in May. If our budget's looking a little bit better, we may be able to do some add-backs, and then in mid-May, we should know what the legislature's finally decided on school financing. That's probably the most frustrating and difficult part of the budget, is that we're asked to set a budget without knowing exactly what our funding situation is going to be from the state.
Finally, let's talk about the Early Childhood Summit that's coming up on Saturday, the 17th of April.
Recent research really shows that as far as developing a school district that is a cutting edge, a school district that is able to use its funds to the best of their ability, early childhood is really where we need to put the money dollar for dollar. And so the district is taking a lead in the county and is inviting anyone, whether you are a daycare provider, preschool teacher, or just simply a parent of a birth through grade 3 child. If you have an economic interest in sustaining Cook County's viability as an economically stable area, we're meeting on the 17th from 9 to 2:30. We're going to be talking about what does it really mean if a child's ready for kindergarten. Because right now, across the nation, students come into kindergarten at a variety of levels. And our goal is to, at the summit, to look at what does ready for kindergarten really mean, and what do we need to do as a county, every corner of this county, what do we need to do to pull together so that our children are as ready for kindergarten as they possibly can be.
Well, we've been talking with ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz. Thank you for being with us.